"Is Washington your final destination?" the man asked. He wore a black suit with a white shirt, the collar open. Medium brown skin with a hairy chest. Andrea thought he looked Arab, possibly from Egypt or Saudi Arabia. His eyes danced a little from her face to the swell of her breasts, and he spoke too loud, even over the whine of the jets. A creeper, probably. He wore cologne, too much of it, and Andrea was disturbed to notice that it was the same scent as Javier's, but not exactly the same. The man next to her smelled earthier, almost musky, disturbing. She shifted in her seat, hoping the questions were friendly, but not too friendly. She didn't relish an 8-hour flight with someone hoping to get lucky.
"It is," she said.
"Business? Vacation?"
"Personal,"
Andrea answered, looking him straight in the eye.
"I don't have any business. I'm 16. My father's an American diplomat and I'm flying home."
The creeper swallowed. "I'm headed that way for business," he said. Then his eyes darted to her legs.
"Damn it!"
Her sister Julia had made her travel arrangements, and she was flying first class. So far as she could see, there weren't any other first-class seats, and as much as she didn't want to ride all the way to the United States with this guy checking her out, she also didn't want to ride in the back of the plane, jammed in like commuters on a Tokyo subway. She reached into her purse and took out a paperback guide to backpacking in Italy, which she was planning to do that summer. More importantly, the book would act as a shield, hopefully fending off a too-friendly conversationalist. Once the flight was in the air, she would switch to her laptop. She wanted to research beta thalassemia major, a rare genetically linked condition that could result in severe anemia, failure to thrive, bone malformation, early death. Rachel had it. How was that even possible? She certainly didn't know of anyone in the family with thalassemia. What little she had time to read while waiting for the cab to take her to the airport hadn't reassured her. The lifetime prognosis wasn't good, unless they could find a matching donor. She tried to bend her mind away from her niece's health condition and back to the book. Her creeper kept his distance while she read, or pretended to. Her mind wasn't really focused on the intricacies of the youth hostels of Italy, and what she really wanted to do once the plane was in the air was put her seat back and take a nap. She'd barely made the last non-stop out of Barcelona and would arrive in Baltimore late in the afternoon. But if she caught a short nap now, she'd be able to stay up most of the flight, or something. Jet lag was hell. In any event, within half an hour, the flight was in the air. The seatbelt signs were off. She had a cup of tea and her laptop was open, earbuds plugged into her phone and music playing. Her first stop was Wikipedia, where she began reading about genetic blood disorders. She found it interesting that Queen Victoria of England had apparently spontaneously carried hemophilia as a mutation, which she'd then passed on to her children and ultimately several European royal houses in Russia, Spain, and Germany. The royal disease, it had been called, thanks to all the inbreeding. But thalassemia was primarily seen in people with Mediterranean and Asian backgrounds, which of course the sisters shared through their mother Adelina. And while it didn't have the immediate life-threatening properties of hemophilia, the long-term effects were just as severe. She pressed pause on her music, shifting in her seat. Time to make a stop in the facilities.
"Excuse me," Andrea jerked in her seat, looking up from the computer. It was her next-door neighbor in first class, Mr. Harry Chest.
"Yes?"
"I couldn't help but noticing you were researching medical conditions. Are you a medical student?"
That was just strange. Why would he ask that? She'd already told him she was only 16. She didn't want to be a giant bitch, but something about him set off all her alarms.
"No," she replied. "I'm in secondary school. I'm reading... Actually, my niece has a genetic blood disease. I'm going to Washington to help my sister."
"Ah," he said. "I see. I only asked because I've considered going to med school."
Andrea let a breath out.
Something about this guy rubbed her completely the wrong way. But Abuelita hadn't raised her to be impolite to anyone.